Welcome back to Podomatic. And in our fourth episode, we have a special guest, Mr. Tayo Cruz himself. Let's have a round of applause. I'm going to assume you just had a round of applause. Thank you very much. All right. So for this episode, we are going to focus on the Lieutenant Governor, the Big Cheese himself, the guru of all gurus. The Yoda in his cornflakes. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. That's okay. Anyways, Mr. Tayo Cruz, can you share what the five responsibilities of a lieutenant governor are?
Dude, for nobody anything, the responsibilities of a lieutenant governor are very simple. But when I say simple, I don't really mean simple. Like, seriously, I haven't learned this stuff for so long, but I'll try my best. If I can remember, back in the day, you taught me one thing, actually a few things. One of the things that you taught me was rigor. And rigor stands for the five responsibilities. R represents the monarch. I, impartial. G, grants royal assent. O, opens and closes the assembly. And R, reads the bill. Check it, mate. Yeah.
Dude. Rigor. I so remember that. You know what? I might actually use that to teach 6C and 6D the five responsibilities. I'll probably wait until Monday or Tuesday, though. Anyways, so five responsibilities are rigor. R-I-G-O-R. R stands for reads the bill. I stands for impartial. G stands for grants royal assent. O stands for opens and closes assembly. And R, again, represents the monarch. That's pretty sick. That's pretty sweet how you remember that, Tayo. Anyways, how about you sing us another song?
You got it, man. What's your request?
It's gotta be Dynamite. Dynamite, Dynamite, Dynamite. Bam!
You got it, man. Here we go. Represents the monarch, impartial, grants royal assent, opens and closes assembly, and reads the bill. Oh yeah!
Tayo, you are the man. Just a quick shout out. Can you let 6C and 6D know one last thing?
What's that?
Oh, you know.
6C? 60, you guys are the best. And now, it's time to work. You are going to be creating your own podcast, starting